Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Sportsmen formed a rod and gun club in 1912 in Riddle, Oregon, that invited the whole community the following Labor Day to a venison barbecue. The club built a 100-foot square dance pavilion in a grove near Cow Creek and placed 20 deer in cold storage in Roseburg. The venison quarters were put on pipe skewers, and club members kept fires going to roast the meat. Some 5,000 people came to dance and brought their picnic hampers of food to go with the succulent barbecued venison. It became an annual affair. For the 1916 barbecue, a cook was brought in from Eugene to save the club members the work of cooking the venison. He placed the deer carcasses wrapped in muslin in a 40-foot long, 5-foot deep pit in which a roaring fire had burned for 2 days and covered it with dirt. 24 hours later, with the biggest crowd ever in attendance, the meat was uncovered. What a stench! Instead of cooking, the warmed meat was rotting. The day was a disaster. That incident, World War I, ended the Rod and Gun Club and its annual venison barbecue. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.